Then Pearl Harbor came along, and I wanted to be a part of whatever there was. Well, I finally ended up with the American Red Cross. I was accepted. I had to go through 7 different people to be accepted. And they thought, well, do you play an instrument? And I said, oh, yes, I play the harmonica. Well, when I got out, I quickly went and bought a little harmonica, having no idea how to work it. But I was in a taxi, and the driver finally said, I just want to stop right here and show you how to play that. I never picked it up again.
Were you the youngest woman in the Red Cross that served?
They wanted them to be 25 years old, so they know a little bit about the world. I looked older than my age, so they let me be in. And then we zigzagged across the ocean, 7 minutes one way and 7 minutes the other way, because other boats could go slowly enough to have guard boats on either side.
So as you were following the troops, can you talk about what you did for the men and what that was like being with them?
Well, the interesting part was to find out the nationalities in this country and levels of education and lack thereof. Mm-hmm. And I found them very kind. They didn't swear in front of us. I was with one group of men, and they all talked, and one was silent. And I said, well, don't you have anything to say? And the others laughed and said, he can't talk without swearing. He's not going to. I was in England, all over England, for quite a while. This is just before D-Day. And then a friend of mine, Francie, she was in the Red Cross, they finally announced that this was the day they were going into Normandy. And what were Francie and I doing? Eating a hamburger. Couldn't believe it. Anyway, we went over on D-Day plus 27. They had busy. On the beach, they had all sorts of equipment and were working that equipment, and you had to go up the hill. When you got up at the top of the hill and in the nighttime, we could see all the shooting going on over there. And we had tents, 12 girls to a tent. We were always called girls, never ladies or women.
You were at the beach, so did you move often?
Yes, we moved about 12 times, first in the orchards of Normandy, and then on inland. We were right behind the troops, and we had big buses with donut machines and coffee urns that held 20 gallons of coffee at a time. When I came home, I didn't know how to make it, just a cup of coffee. And it turned out to be a remarkable adventure. So that when I came home, and you talk about stress after the
PTSD.
Occasion, yeah. I was crying all the time. And so many things happened over there. And one of the nicest things when we came home, by the way, it was on the Queen Mary. And the first thing that Red Cross ladies in this country met us and offered us a glass of milk. Well, I hadn't had a glass in 3 years, and I burst into tears.